Like many corporations, Facebook set ambitious targets to hire a more diverse workforce after last year's unrest over the death of George Floyd. Civil rights leaders have described the company's progress on those goals as abysmal, and now current and former employees are speaking out. Elizabeth Dwoskin is Silicon Valley correspondent for The Washington Post. Liza, hi.
Hey.
And tell us about this former Facebook recruiter you've spoken with, whose experience at the company kind of exemplifies the problem I just laid out there. His name is Rhett Lindsay.
Yeah, so Rhett is a man who's had, he said, 7 years working and recruiting for technical roles at places like Disney and Tinder. And he was so excited to work at Facebook that he applied there 3 times. He started in early 2020. And one of the things he was most excited about was to help with the diversity push. He's a Black man working in HR. HR is a field dominated by white women, largely. And he was really excited to especially recruit more Black engineers because those are the highest paid people at the company. But what he's finding is a climate of microaggressions and isolation that a lot of employees, not just recruiters, felt. And also this numbers game. They have a system where they want to recruit more people of color and underrepresented minorities. So there's, and that includes women too, because there are not very many women engineers there. So they're saying you have to check how many people you recruited of a certain race or ethnicity, or if they were a veteran. And sometimes they would look on people's LinkedIn bios or Instagram. They were heavily encouraged to use Instagram. So he said people were mistagging women as men because later in the interview process, they would realize who they were. He said people were mistagging people's race because they would have these sort of weekly quotas where every week they would have to say, you pinged 6 Black people and recruited 5 Latinos. And they would just want to make their numbers.
Well, another thing that we're hearing from Rhett Lindsay is this a phrase that I think is very interesting, that Black job applicants said that they were often told Facebook was looking for people who would fit in cultural. There's this issue of cultural fit. What does that mean exactly?
So the people they pull are from the networks of friends of the current rosters of employees. And that's not so uncommon at many companies. But what he says the result is that because the current employee base is largely white and Asian, it ends up kind of creating a biased outcome against employees of color who don't come from those networks.
So in other words, if we're talking about culture, and I put that in quotation marks, if the company is made up mostly of white and Asian workers, that's the quote-unquote culture. And that's why this system doesn't work.
Exactly. What is the culture about the people who make up the company, really? It becomes informal, and that's where the bias comes in.
So last year, when CEO Mark Zuckerberg defended the company's decision to give former President Trump wide latitude in posting comments that many saw as racist, I understand, and you hinted at this, that that was a problem and part of the discomfort that many people were feeling inside the company. How did that affect morale there?
I think I have a comment in the story from a former executive who's Black who resigned, and that person said it was one of the most psychologically unsafe experiences that one can have to come into work. You know, you are already feeling unsafe in your neighborhood or on the street because of what's going on in the country, and then you come into work, and instead of feeling supported by your colleagues or the management or the atmosphere at the company, you feel completely unsafe at work. And so it tanked morale. They haven't recovered from that. You know, for a company that pays so much, it's surprising to me the number of people who have felt alienated and who have left.
So I think it's worth noting that, you know, this conversation we're having is not just an issue at Facebook or even just in tech, because a lot of companies are publicly saying right now that they want to change their hiring practices. They want to be more inclusive and equitable. But it's tough in practice, isn't it? What does Facebook have to teach them?
Yeah, I'm so glad you went there because one of the pieces that Lindsay pointed out was he said, we recruiters, we have these diversity pledges. And so we just have to basically go online, go on social media and just guess people's races based on their skin tone. If they don't tell me anything else, like I'm in, you know, the national chapter of Hispanic engineers, you can guess the person's Hispanic. But, you know, if they don't tell me anything else or give another affiliation, then I'm just going to go in and guess, and particularly with gender, we know how sensitive that is. And the reason that they're guessing is because of civil rights laws. Civil rights laws actually effectively prohibit making race or any other protected characteristic, disability, gender, sexual orientation as a condition of employment. I cannot make that the reason for your employment or for not employing you. And because of that, if you were to ask outright, you would run into legal risk. And so companies are trying to evolve systems where essentially they can't directly ask. And yet when they guess, you can see how problematic that is, particularly as you know, the companies are pledging more diversity more publicly and pushing for it internally. And yet they're coming up against a whole legal framework that's actually meant to protect from discrimination.
These are structural problems that go way, way back. Liza Dwoskin, Silicon Valley correspondent for The Washington Post. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.